welcome back to another episode of Sensing Spirit with Kristen and Kimmy. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Kimmy.
Yay! I don't know how many times we're going to say that at the beginning of an episode, but I always enjoy it.
Just in case no one knows where we are.
Yeah. Just in case. And we want to thank you guys for joining us. We've got a pretty spectacular episode planned tonight, but there's a bit of a backstory to go with why we're going to be discussing tarot cards and oracle cards. So, Kimmy, why don't you go ahead and tell us what that story is? What did you do this past weekend?
Yay. I actually did my first psychic fair / convention, and I had such a great time. Like, I was scared shitless before going, but I was kind of like just thrown in from like the minute they opened up the VIP doors. I had people nonstop at my table, and I'm going to be honest with you. I did a little bit of an experiment, not on purpose. I just forgot. And when I had the billboard that said co-host of Sensing Spirit with Kristen and Kimmy, I am pretty positive I got more people because of that. Because the next day I forgot to put it up, and it wasn't as fast as, you know, people coming. And as soon as I put it there, it was like nonstop again. And I'm like, huh. So oh, wow. I owe that to Sensing Spirit with Kristen and Kimmy, and obviously our co-host. So thank you.
Yay.
But it was great. There were so many people. We were sold out. So if you don't know, I did CT Paracon in Connecticut, and we had spectacular guests there. John Zaffis, to name one. We had, I believe his name is Tony Spear, who is the son-in-law to Ed and Lorraine Warren. So, I mean, really cool and talented and experienced individuals. We had demonologists, we had all these vendors, and it was really awesome. I don't know if they meant to do it, but I got a little shout out on the microphone while I was there. So I was like, yes. So they were like,
wait, did you just say you got a shout out?
I did. When they were on the stage, they were talking about all the vendors and all the guest speakers. And then they said, make sure you go and you see Kimmy, the psychic medium. And I was like, wait a minute. Whoa, that was awesome, because they didn't shout out anybody else. So yay. I was really excited, and I had a lot of great customers. Like, honestly, you have to shut it off, but you become a little attached a little bit with them, because they're in such a vulnerable space, and you know, you have respect, and you want to make sure you're doing what's right for them. And so you can't help but, you know, just want them to go on and just like freaking rock it. You know what I mean? Like, you're just hoping they can take the advice and just like, I don't know, just take it and just run with it. But anyway, I had such a great time. I will be doing more.
That is fantastic. Absolutely. I love hearing that.
Absolutely. And I'm going to say this real quick. I have to thank you as well, because I know you've been doing psychic fairs since last year, and I've been listening to you have all this fun and the success. And you know me, I can be a little chicken shit. So like, talking to you and knowing what to expect, it's so different than being just a customer there. When you're a psychic medium or a vendor there, it's so different. And
it's
you just
so different.
Yeah. Don't know what to expect, and you have to be kind of prepared for anything. So yeah. Talking to you, if I didn't have that damn square reader, I don't know what I would have done. I would be like, PayPal or Venmo, please.
I'm so glad.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm very, very happy to help. Anytime. Maybe that can be like an entirely separate episode on, you know, like a top 10 list, things you should do before going to a psychic fair or attending a psychic fair, even as a psychic or a medium or a healer, reader or a healer, those sorts of things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That would be a
great
topic.
There's so much stuff.
There really is. Like, I was probably overprepared, but there were times like, get a generator, like get one of those like plug-in generators that like charge overnight, and then like they're there for like 10 plus hours, because trust me, it may just be hot.
Mm-hmm. Did you get that battery-powered fan like I suggested?
You know, I had a fan, but I also had a 100-foot extension cord.
Oh, right, right, right.
Don't know where you're going to be placed. Okay. So I was placed in the middle of the room. So I didn't have a wall or wasn't even near a wall. So if I would have used an extension cord, it would have been right in the middle of like all the common areas and people would have been tripping over it. And so unfortunately, I was kind of, I did bring my Sensing Spirit with Kristen and Kimmy fan. Yes, I did. It came in handy. And people asked me where I got it from.
Yes,
I don't
ma'am.
Even know where it is. I think I probably broke it because I was fanning myself so damn much. And I did have my aunt with me. So at times she was fanning me while I was doing readings. But the next day I totally had a chargeable or rechargeable fan, two of them with me. And that was so much better.
That's
awesome.
You don't
think of these little things when you're doing that. But anyway. So thank you, Kristen. Thank you, Sensing Spirit, with Kristen and Kimmy, because I really do believe having the show and people were asking me about it, and it just gave me a little more street cred.
That's awesome. I'm so glad that it worked out well and that the suggestions worked for you. Because what works for me might not work for somebody else, but I'm so glad to know that you enjoyed yourself. You had a good time. Yeah.
I mean, my ass was Googling psychic fairs just so that I can see what the tables look like. But there's nowhere that says, here's a list of things that you should bring. So I'm looking at all these interesting psychic fair pictures and I'm like, all right, there's a lot of people there. What the hell? I mean, it just doesn't do it. So that's going to have to be something that we're going to have to provide for people. So,
yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. It was awesome.
So how did your experience at the fair bring about this topic idea about tarot cards, oracle cards, crystals?
Okay.
Tell us.
So I can be a fidgeter, if that's even, I don't even know if that's a real word or if I just made that up, but I feel like sometimes I need to have something in my hand, especially if I'm nervous. And so I had a deck of cards, my tarot cards with me. And so I found myself kind of shuffling them. And then something our producer told me, and you probably would agree, is that most of the time people don't know what they want. You know, sometimes you need to help them along the way. So when you say, hey, would you like a psychic reading or a mediumship reading? I actually said spirit reading because I figured they'd be like, what the hell is mediumship? That still wasn't enough for them to know the difference between psychic and spirit. So I found myself always having to explain, which was fine. But it always typically ended up in me saying, okay, we'll just kind of do a general and whatever comes up, comes up. So if a spirit comes through, they're coming through. If I'm getting information. But with that, you don't really know where to start. So that's where my cards were coming in and I'd flip it over and I'm like, okay, this is where we're starting. Now, I'm not the typical card reader where I read a book and I know what each card means based on the author. I'm just using it and whatever my intuition is telling me based on what I'm seeing in the picture, that's what I'm going by. It could be the complete opposite of what a tarot card means, but I will tell you, I have yet to have someone tell me that it didn't relate to them. So it just goes to show you why using your intuition is so good. But if I didn't have that card, I feel like I would have been caught up in the holy shit, what if I don't get anything type of mentality.
Right.
So that worked for me. Do you use cards when you do psychic fairs at all?
No, I don't use cards. I only bring one crystal with me as far as crystals go, but that's my selenite. That's it to help me kind of like clear the air a little bit without, because they don't, at psychic fairs, they don't really like, you know, smells and stuff like that. They don't want you to burn anything. So I just use selenite and kind of like clear and reset for a second. And then next, but
that
with
worked.
Cards,
oh, that it really worked. Yes.
Awesome.
I had my selenite wand and I'm like, because I was having a headache from, it was just so much. It was so many people there. And that wand, I was like, I don't care if anyone of you think that I'm crazy or woo-woo. I mean, you already do think I'm crazy. Well, actually, if you saw the stuff that was going on there, I was probably the less crazy one, but it worked. Absolutely.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that. But no, I don't use cards or anything during psychic fairs. I've had quite a few people who have approached my booth and asked me, do you use cards? Because I'm looking for someone who doesn't use cards. I was like, you're in the perfect place. I do not use cards. There are plenty of people around here who read cards, and unfortunately, I'm not one of them. And it's not for like lack of wanting to use them. I just don't. I don't know how to read tarot cards the appropriate way. And there's this kind of stigma, or not stigma, but I don't know, an assumption around tarot cards that people who read tarot cards, that they're learned and experienced in reading tarot cards, which there should be, because that's a skill in and of itself, mm-hmm. is reading tarot cards. And I have no idea how to do it. So mad respect to those who do read tarot cards, because I cannot. If I'm going to use any kind of cards, I have one tarot card deck, and I have, I don't know, three or four oracle card decks, because I do similarly to what you do, Kimmy. Like if I feel mm-hmm. like I need to use a card for whatever reason, whether it's I'm in a hurry, mm-hmm. I need to get to the point, or if I'm, I don't know, at the end of a reading and we've got 5 minutes left and I don't really know what to do with it, then I'll pull a card or a couple of mm-hmm. cards, that kind of thing. And I'll do the same thing that you do and just kind of interpret it visually, what I'm seeing. Yep. And it usually falls right in line with the entire reading that I just gave someone.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it works out well, but I don't normally use them during fairs. I don't typically use them during readings. However, you know, if I need them, they're a great tool. They're a great tool to have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I actually had no intention of using them, but I brought them just in case. And when I was sitting there, you know, kind of waiting, we had like an hour for VIP people. And then after that, it was open to the general public. So I was just kind of sitting there, like messing around, whatnot. And then someone came during the VIP session, and they didn't really know what they wanted. So I'm like, nothing, like no direction. So I'm like, all right, you know, sit down, whatever. And I was like, I'll just pull a card, whatever. Just kind of, they're in my hands. Why not? And so I started using them without really even noticing it. It just was becoming, I didn't use them for every single one of them. And usually it was just kind of in the beginning, and then I just kind of did my own thing. So I would say majority of the readings, or for the readings, I wasn't relying upon the cards. But they just, I don't know. I think it was to kind of settle my mind, I think, if I had to, you know. But I will say that whenever I did pull them out, they were very accurate mm-hmm. the way I was interpreting them. But if I had to look up what this particular tarot card meant, it probably wouldn't be the same definition. And that's how I use tarot cards. It serves me well, and I have no desire, not that it's bad, but I have no desire to learn the old way, or, you know, what the death card means, or blah, blah, blah. Like, I just have no desire for that. Just, right. I don't have time to sit here and learn somebody's card, or I know it's an old ancient tradition, but even oracle cards, I just don't have time to read your book, dude. I just really don't. Like, I'm gonna pop it down, and whatever comes to me, that's my intuition. Yeah. That's how I rely on it, because I do believe that some people can use these cards and they become so reliant on what the definition of those cards are that they're not even I think the purpose of these cards are to help with your intuition. So the point where you don't need them, or you're not relying on what the book that came with it is saying to you.
Right.
Just my opinion.
Right. Yeah. I mean, a completely shameless plug here, not for me, but for someone that I frequently work with on the circuit, the psychic fair circuit. If you ever want to look her up, it's Sandy Toes Tarot. She's an incredible tarot card reader, and she's very, very, very much a gypsy. Her name is Laura. She's fantastic. She has no idea I'm bringing her up, but if you're looking for a tarot card reader, she is fabulous. And she has so many different decks that she uses. I think even Julie Adriani, she uses a lot mm-hmm. of different decks of tarot cards.
Absolutely. And I like there's about kind Julie of too.
This, yeah. There's kind of this, like, all of them. Yeah. But all of them are read similarly, you know, where if you have the Eight of Wands or the Seven of Cups, it doesn't matter which deck you're using. It all means the same thing. And she does. Yeah. So Laura does this quick 20-minute talk at every psychic fair. And it's just tarot in 20 minutes. And it's super simple, super easy. I haven't had a chance to attend one of her talks because obviously I'm there doing readings. But she explains, and I'm so excited because the end of this month, I'm going to be doing another psychic fair in Tampa. And Yay. Laura and I and my mom are going to be staying together in an Airbnb. So I'm going to have an opportunity to finally learn how to do tarot in 20 minutes.
That's awesome. And I just want to say, like, this is my experience. And I can't say like when I first started, because I didn't have a lot of knowledge. I didn't have a mentor. I didn't have money for any of that. It was so different years ago before Zoom. And because even when I first had Zoom in 2017, we weren't doing classes on Facebook or on Zoom. Zoom was like strictly for like friends or more so for work, like psychics and teachers and medium mentors and all that. They didn't use this. They still had in-person classes, and you're paying a lot to see somebody in person, not to mention fare and travel, all that stuff. So I was like, I can't afford all this. So yeah. I learned the old fashioned way by using a regular card deck. Mm-hmm. Literally playing cards. Mm-hmm. And I will say that, and it's the same thing. Each suit and all that is basically like the tarot. And it does work. But there's just, after a while, it's like I'm relying on my own intuition. You can use it as like a tool, but I don't have to rely fully on the cards. And I'm not knocking anyone who does, because that's their service. I too had somebody come up to me and said, do you read cards? And I'm like, I can, but they're like, no, I just want a regular read. I'm like, cards down, sit down, let's go. Let's do this. No problem. Cause I am not, you know, I can do this. This is coming from me. You know, I'm not going to give you, and I'm not saying it's a general card reading, but that can be what the, you know, the consumer is thinking, you know, you're just going to give me a general thing and it may or may not relate to me, you know, using cards. No, I want you to look into me. But anyway, I used it as to calm myself down and to reassure me that what I was getting was being validated. And I believe we're also talking about crystals.
Yes.
Some people, and I know that there are crystal readers there.
Oh, yeah. Someone had asked me about that, if I read crystals. And I was like, no, but I'm interested. Can you tell me more about that?
There's so many different ways. You know, I personally would feel like it's more of like a scrying tool. You know, you can, you know what I mean? You're looking through the crystal and it's, I would say, a scrying tool and kind of a little bit of like reading tea leaves. Like sometimes you can see shapes and stuff like that in a tea leaf. So sometimes in crystals, you know, real quick, you might see some are very clear, some are not. You may look into it and see a shape that may bring something out, or it may just be something that you can focus upon so that your intuition becomes stronger. I personally was just fidgeting with it in my hand. There's one time where I felt myself like actually I had a large stone on my desk. I was holding it and I was getting a little more clarity. But when I finished saying what I was saying, here I am touching this big rose quartz. And what was coming out was about unconditional, non-judgmental love. So there was a reason why I was drawn to touch it. And it was part of the whole intuition. My intuition is telling me that we're about to talk about love. So, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, it was my intuition. Yeah.
It's those subtleties that are just so super important. It doesn't really matter what tools around you have. I mean, if you get yourself into a spot where you feel like you need to rely on a tool, just reach for one. You're going to get the answer that you're looking for. whether it's something you can look at or something that comes into your third eye or something that you hear or see, whatever.
Absolutely.
Follow your intuition. And it's so super subtle. When you're doing this kind of work, when you're a psychic or a medium or both, you're following your intuition. Those little hits are so incredibly subtle that sometimes you can miss them because they're so easily dismissed. But I'm sure as you learned at the psychic fairs, you cannot get into your own head. You don't have time.
Yeah.
You do not have time.
Why I loved it so much, because I'm a fan of speed reading. I really am, because you really don't have time to say, oh my God, am I going to get this right? You really don't. And so that's what this was. I think if I had like just the regular appointments, I'd be like, oh my God, I hope I can give them everything they need. First of all, I've also learned that 15 minutes is actually quite long.
Yeah, it is.
For reading, I'm looking over and I'm like, damn it, I have 5 minutes left. Do you have any questions? And I'm like, good gosh, like, I feel like I've been reading much longer than that. And I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to stop the 1 hour readings because I don't think it's needed. I had people that were crying in like the first 5 to 10 minutes. And like, I was hitting on everything. And, you know, people want a stone face. I'm not going to let her know because she can't read what I'm, you know, my emotions or whatever. And I'm not going to tell her if she's right or wrong. You don't have to, but I'm going to ask you, okay? Because I need to have that validation that I'm on the right track. I'm not just going to sit here and talk.
Of course.
Honestly, 15 minutes, whether you know or don't know, I do believe that whether we're guided by our intuition or whether we're guided by spirit, that we're going to get to the root of what they really need to hear for sure within the first 5-10 minutes. And then everything else is like, okay, you still have time left. Is there anything else you want to explore or whatever? Absolutely. Yep. And I think we've been told that before. Like, you're like, no, 15 minutes isn't enough. Oh my gosh, it is. Let me tell
yes,
you.
Yes, it is. It really is.
It's enough.
I actually said to a client the other night, because she came for an hour-long session. And I said, usually for the shorter sessions, the shorter readings, I will ask directly, like, who it is that you'd like to communicate with. But since you booked an hour, let me just go ahead and open up, see what comes through. Otherwise, we'll be done in 15 minutes.
It's so true, which is why I also think I'm going to not separate the readings. You know, I'm not going to do psychic or mediumship. I'm just going to say, are you open? There was one person that said, I am not ready for any type of spirit communication. I said, done. I'm telling spirits to back up. And that is their right. But for the most part, pretty much because it was all, you know, it was a convention. Everyone was open for anything. They were just like, hey, whatever comes through. Because first they want to feel you out. Are you legit?
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, whatever comes through, sometimes spirit and psychic. There was one who blew my mind because she was like a teacher and everything. And she wanted like a past life reading. And I was like, wow. First of all, the fact that you even know what that is awesome. But wow, you're really open. And it was an amazing reading. It really was. So I was like, wow.
That's fantastic.
Loved every minute of it. And honestly, I'm going to thank you again. You know, you doing it and always saying, you know, like you're having fun and all the things that you're experiencing. And now it's opened you up to like the platform readings and, you know, bringing this world to an area in Florida who probably weren't open to this kind of thing. And most importantly, like sincerely feeling like you helped. I'm not saying it was me. Like I told my mom, I'm not bragging, but I was there. I was a part of it. You know what I mean? Like I was the conduit for this, and you can't help but just feel humbled, but like in awe that it may not mean anything to us because we see so many people, but to that one person, if the reading was spot on and they got what they needed, that can change their life forever. If they doubted an afterlife, now they no longer about that. You know what I mean? It's like, we don't always think about that, but that's very powerful.
Oh, actually, it wasn't that long ago where I had someone come and visit and say that they had been to a mega huge giant medium gallery. So the medium's gallery readings several times and had never gotten a message. And then she came to me, and that was the very first person that I picked up on, was the person that my sitter had been wanting to hear from all these years. And then he wouldn't shut up. He would not step aside.
The spirit.
He would not step aside because, I mean, and I don't mean to say shut up as in being rude, but he wouldn't stop talking because it was like, this is my opportunity. I have been waiting years for this, and I'm not backing down. I'm going to say everything that I want to say. And she just, my sitter just got the biggest kick out of that, but it was so true. But it felt like I was finally able to help not only the spirit, but also the sitter. Finally, absolutely. Like it's a huge sense of relief to be able to help in that way when, cause there are so many different mediums, and I really truly do feel like we're all attuned to different frequencies. Whereas somebody might sit down in front of me and I might just see and feel and hear a blank slate where I'm just not the medium to communicate whatever it is they're wanting to hear. So that, it just is what it is. And then I tell them that, and I tell them, so sorry, there's nothing wrong with you, because that's always the first question that gets asked. Is there something wrong with me that you can't read me? No, absolutely not. There's something that's different about me.
but there's so many different things that have to align in order to have, you know, people don't think about that. And they don't, I mean, you know, if you don't do this on a normal basis, you have no idea that it's not just you. It's not just the medium. It's not just spirit. It's all three have to be aligned at the same time.
Right.
And on top of that, spirit, each spirit has their own way of communicating. You may be the only medium who can receive this type of information, or your symbol dictionary, your toolkit, whatever you want to call it, may be a little more expansive than somebody else. You may be absolutely more open to UFOs or this or that, whereas the other medium may just be those who crossed over. I'm sure this obviously... that medium would be able to read, but that spirit had to feel that connection with that medium in order for them to want to come through. And it just wasn't right for them. So
yeah, for sure.
I'm happy she finally got her reading. I mean, that must have been like amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hopefully we're going to be doing the kind of a family group reading later on, because she said that there were some people who were disappointed that they couldn't come, which I thought was very sweet. I mean, I just love helping people. And it's not, because it, let me tell you, if it were about the money, I would be charging $300 an hour. It's not about the money. That's not why I do what I do. I do what I do because I want to help the living and those who have passed. That's why I do what I do. So
absolutely.
Yeah. Honestly, I mean, the money is great. The money is great from the events, from the fairs, stuff like that.
The fairs. Well, like I said, this is my first time. So like, when I was going through like my transaction list, I wasn't like calculating the dollar amount. I was like, oh my God, look how many readings I had. Oh my gosh. And then, I have to forget the one that didn't give me a card. That's another read. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe how many readings I did in like an hour. And it was nonstop from like 10 o'clock until about 5:15.
Wow.
We were open until like 6 o'clock, but at some point I was like, it's freaking hot in here. I'm about to pass out. But it was nonstop for 2 days, and it was amazing. It really was. I felt so bad. Like I went to go, I'm like, you know, I really want to buy some crystals. Like I'm here with like these giant crystals, and every time I would try to get up out of my seat, somebody would walk over to my table, and I'm like, All right. Hi. save that crystal for me.
That's fantastic. But it
was absolutely amazing. I started looking up more psychic fairs in my area like today. I was like, I'm ready to do the next one. Like right now, the casino. I want to do the casino one because they have AC.
You know, it must be something in the air because friend of the show, Jamie Pilling Howard, she sent me a message earlier today and she was asking me if I had any experience with another psychic fair circuit. And she's interested in getting her own booth and doing tarot card and oracle card readings for people.
Yes.
So,
yes, Jamie. Something... Yes.
And she's incredible. She does tarot cards and oracle cards like I've never seen anybody use them before. I mean, I know how she does it. I just suck at it. Where she'll hand people the whole deck and say, pick out a card that resonates with you.
And then just pick one out. Like they don't even shuffle, just pick one.
She tells them, look through the cards and pick one out that you like or that you enjoy looking at or that strikes something in you. And then she picks through that card, the imagery of the card with the person sitting across from her to figure out why are they drawn to this? What is going on in your life? I know. Isn't that the coolest way to do it?
That's different. That is.
Yeah.
I love that. Like, you know, there's a lot of people who do cards and that's fine. But there's something about standing out a little bit and doing it a little differently. Mm-hmm. I think that's she's just awesome anyway. I mean, because she has so much in her background where she can really help these people. Like I had to tell somebody, a couple of people, I'm like, I'm not a therapist.
Right.
Cause they're like, oh my God, how did you know? Like this is like a therapy session. I said, whoa, Nelly, this is not a therapy session. I am not a substitute, but I accept the compliment, but I am definitely not. I can only tell you what I feel and what I'm getting. Mm-hmm. But I have to tell you, there were some tough ass broads that sat down at my desk or my table. And I was like,
did you get anybody trying to test you?
Yeah. Yes.
People like, well, what happened there or where did it happen?
Like the straight face, like, I'm not going to show you anything. I'm tough. And I'm like, listen. And then you start seeing their face light, you know, like they're not stiff anymore and it starts to loosen up. And then all of a sudden, you know, I have my box of tissues and then you see and I'm not saying, I don't want you to cry when you come sit at me, but it just means that I struck a nerve that we just got to the root of something that they wanted to talk about. And that to me is what's so like spectacular with this. Like, I don't care about anything else, but when you get that moment and there's, you know, these tears forming, it's not about sadness. It's about like this realization that somebody gets me. Mm-hmm. Somebody understands when nobody else around me understands. You know what I mean? Like there.
Yeah. I think a big part of it too is something that's similar to, oh my goodness, there is actually somebody listening when I'm praying or when I'm asking for something that all I want is to hear from so-and-so. And then that person comes forward. I mean, regardless of whether or not it's the actual person themselves who's listening to this person and going, okay, I will do my best to figure this out and come forward. Or if there is, you know, God is there saying, you know, okay, I'm going to answer your prayer, however you choose to look at it. But just for people to have that understanding that there is something on the other side, there is something that's bigger than us, that's greater than us, that can help us. And it's listening, you know, however you might equate that, God is listening, spirit is listening, source is listening, whatever. There's just something magical about that moment when you have a sitter and you immediately bring through the person that they've been wanting to hear from for so many years or for so long or so many months. And sometimes people are so incredibly grief-stricken that they can't really hear and understand the message that's coming through. So
I had that same message to some of my sitters. And it's like, well, I felt them in the beginning and now I don't. And it's like, and I told them and I said, all right, you know, if spirit, not if, I know Spirit mm-hmm. is there with us and they're giving this information. They will even give us scenes of things that happened in the sitter's house. These mm-hmm. instances where I'm like, I know you, this happened to you, but you doubted it. This is what they're telling me. And it's like, it was happening the whole time, but your grief was just so strong that you weren't picking up on it. And then like bringing up these situations, you're like, oh, wow, yes, that mm-hmm. did happen. So that was, and I'm like, yeah, I can even tell mm-hmm. you what you were doing at night before you went to bed. This is what they're showing me. They're showing me that they yep. were there with you when you said X, Y, Z. And they're like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, yes. I said, you know, remember that time you felt like there was something around your shoulders? I said, they're telling me that that was, yes, oh my God. I mean, like specific situations. And it's like, that did not just happen. doggy potty time. But anyway, honestly, I learned so much about psychic fears, but more about what people need, what they what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be this big drawn out process. It just needs to be, honestly, you don't need so many tools. If you have them, that's great. They're great mm-hmm. to fall back on. But I started noticing, like, when I just said, okay, let me just have a conversation with you, the information was just flowing. And it, there was no fear or any anxiety about it. And it just felt great. Like, honestly, I want to do this like all the time now. It's just so, it was so beautiful. It really was. These people that's touched amazing. My heart.
Oh, that's wonderful. I mean, it feels kind of like operating a switchboard, really. You know, you don't really mm-hmm. think about how important the switchboard was, because they would just, you know, plug things in mm-hmm. and get people in touch yep. with whoever they were wanting to call. But maybe that call was the last opportunity that they would get to say something mm-hmm. to their loved one. But when absolutely. You're operating the switchboard and you're at a psychic fair and you're doing 15-minute readings, it's like you got to plug in and make sure that you got a steady connection and just go with it. Go on to the next. You know, I don't really know how else to describe it.
It's strange. I think that's absolutely perfect. It really is, because you're that operator, you know, mm-hmm. you're, and I think I've even heard this before. So I think this is a perfect analogy. It's like, you're the operator, you know, you're hearing who's on one line and you have to switch them into the other, but you have to make sure that that other person is who they're looking for. And then you can do the connection. And you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Real quick, I know we're wrapping up, but I had one situation where I had this mom and she had like three of her daughters with her. And I was saying something, there's something that was going on in the house, and I couldn't really see too much of her expression because they were wearing masks. But you know, little kids, they don't have their mask on all the way. Mm-hmm. So the mom, I'm like, am I getting her, or is she trying to hold back tears? Like, I don't know. I'm not sensing this. And I said, this is what I'm seeing. And the little girl's like, I see daddy all the time like that, like in the hallway right near my brother and sisters, because I was saying, he's showing me that, like, you see him all the time in the hallway. Like, I can see him going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And she was like, but then her daughter was like, I see daddy all the time in the hallway. And I was like, thank you for bringing your daughter with you. Mm-hmm. And then nailed the mom was like, then the mom was like, oh, she does tell me that all the time. Her and my son always tell me that they see their father. And I'm like, validation, just so you know, he is so there with you guys. Like, mm-hmm. he's so present.
Absolutely. So, oh my gosh, that's fantastic. Oh, cool.
Awesome time. I recommend it to anybody, even if you're scared, even if you think you're not experienced enough. Honestly, you'll probably do better there than anywhere else, because you don't even have time to be scared.
Yeah, you do not have time to be scared. I mean, you have time like leading up to, and that's usually where most of my anxiety happens.
Oh, absolutely. Leading I had a freak
up
out.
To the fair. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. A sweat and bricks.
Even as you're waiting for the doors to open, you're sitting at your booth mm-hmm. and you're waiting for the doors to open. Like, oh my God. Oh my God. This is it. This is where I'm going to die. And that's
my thing was, what if I'm sitting here the whole day and not one person comes to me? That was my fear.
Yeah.
The days mm-hmm. before was like, oh my God, what if people do come to me and I can't get the reading? But mm-hmm. then I was like, but what if no one wants to come to me?
You know what? One thing,
not the case.
Yeah. One thing I will say, though, that I feel like a lot of people who attend psychic fairs don't really understand is that. So I'm hoping to give our audience a little bit of insight here, that if you go to a psychic fair, know that prices are going to be jacked up.
Oh,
because
yeah,
it costs money for us to travel there. It costs money for us to rent a booth. So not be surprised.
That's expensive.
When you find out that your favorite psychic or medium is charging double what they normally charge, because it costs a lot of money for us to attend those events. So,
thank you for saying that. Because I was thinking about that, like the people that I met there, I know a lot of them are going to call me back. And it's like my prices are going to be different, obviously, on my website than they were.
Mm-hmm.
But you have no idea how much money goes into these little psychic fairs. Because
it's
investment. It really is. I mean, you pay hundreds of dollars just for a table and two chairs. If you want three chairs, you know, because you have somebody with you, that's extra money. But also, what about the supplies you're going to use? You know, are your advertisements and business cards up to date? Are you going to have, you know, anything
table
for them
cloths.
To take away? Tablecloths. Oh, my God. Fans, 100-foot extension cords that you didn't have before.
Stand-up banners. Banners that are 8 feet tall.
Can I just say thank God for Amazon Prime?
I know.
The Prime days, because I was like buying shit left and right because they were like on sale and praying to God they would get here before the convention, which they did. But honestly,
that's awesome.
I don't even know if I made my money back, but I had so much fun. But they are expensive. So
yeah, it's expensive to attend. But you know, and that's one of the things that I always tell people, especially if I've got like a 4 or 5 hour wait time. If my list is filled up that much, I will tell people, please just take a card and call me or text me, whatever, because my prices are so much cheaper. It's so much cheaper for me to do business out of my home than it is here at an event like this.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm sorry, everybody who regulars these events and they don't do private readings, but that's just the actual truth of it. For me, anyway, I have to raise my prices to attend fairs. And cons.
But not only that, you also have to keep the prices fairly consistent
reasonable.
With what the other psychics are doing. So
right.
If a lot of psychics have jacked up their prices, you can't be like the only, I mean, that's just not proper etiquette. You know what I mean? Like that's,
right.
That's cock block.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But also,
yeah.
Like, I mean, you know,
you can't lowball it.
Yeah, you have to kind of be like very consistent with what other. I had someone walk around. I'm like, check all the other psychics, you know, take a picture on a DL and let me know if I'm in the right range. And luckily I was spot on because
awesome.
I did exactly
of course
what you
were.
Said. I print out a bunch of them. And so I was prepared. But the first one that I felt drawn to was the exact price that I was
Perfect.
Supposed to be charging. So it worked out.
That's fantastic.
Absolutely.
So like as a send off though, I want to know what's your favorite deck of cards? I want to know. So this one is mine. Magical Dogs Tarot. This is my favorite deck of cards. And it's the only actual tarot card deck that I own. But it's still my favorite. Just because it's the only doesn't mean it's any less.
Wait, hold on. Hold them up again.
Sure.
Love that.
Isn't it beautiful?
That's awesome.
Created by Mickey and Daniel Mueller. I think I said that right. I hope I did. But yeah,
that's nice.
That's my
Those
favorite.
Are very nice.
What's yours, Kimmy?
You know, I was telling you before, I think last week, where I had Oracle cards that I used to use all the time, especially for myself, and they were always spot on. And I started, I haven't used them in a while, and I started using them again just to kind of like do a few card readings and stuff, and they just weren't jiving with me. Not that I couldn't get what, you know, intuition, I just wasn't feeling it. So I ended up using, and these might actually be my favorite cards. I thought Oracle cards would be my favorite cards, but tarot cards, and it's the deck that Cindy actually talked about us. And I'm talking about Cindy Kaysa. She's a mentor of ours. And what it is, it's, you know, obviously the traditional tarot card, but what's used in this deck are the actual like paintings of an artist. And I Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. I will definitely let you know. I usually have them right here, but because I was at the fair yesterday, I don't have them, or whatever day. So I will get that to you, but they have, I've been using them ever since Cindy told us about it. And I have to say they work so well with me. Like, the vibration is so equal, and I honestly don't even know if I'll ever use any other cards. Maybe I will, but for now, that's my jam.
That's fantastic. I mean, I hear a lot of things about the Rider-Waite deck. So if you're looking for kind of a starter deck, I think the Rider-Waite deck is usually, you know, go-to deck.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And there are so many resources online that will teach you which each card means and all this backstory for each card. So they're starter friendly. Mm-hmm. I do have those, but I tend to like the untraditional look of the cards that Cindy told us, because they're not people. They're kind of, I don't know what you want to call them. They're not like necessarily animals, but they're very symbolic. And I just love how they speak to me.
It's artwork, and it's beautiful.
Absolutely.
So we want to know, without telling us, put us in the comments, or put it in the comments, or you can stitch us. We want to know, without telling us, how much you love tarot cards.
Interesting.
Yeah. I want to see pictures. I want to see pictures. I want to see videos. Stitch us on TikTok, because that's totally going on TikTok. So, and just in case you guys didn't know already, we have a TikTok now. We're primarily putting our episodes on YouTube. If you're interested in booking with Kimmy, what's your booking information? What's your website?
KimmyAngelique.com. Nice and easy.
Perfect. And I'm at kpmedium.com. We both do virtual phone sessions. We can do video conference over the phone, or we can do in person if you're in Connecticut or in Northeast Florida.
Absolutely.
So we look forward to seeing you guys again next week.
And don't forget podcast on Spotify or all major platforms.
Yes, definitely. We'll see you there.